It's 4 o'clock p.m. and you know what time it is. It's time for How You Doing Thursday. It's time for that Raw House the Next Level show. So hit that thumbs up and watch the show. And guess what? If somebody tells you to do something, you say, get out of here. I'm looking at the Raw House the Next Level show. How you doing?
How you doing?
Love it. Absolutely love it.
Yo, okay. I love that intro. And he's never here when we play it, like when we start. So I feel kind of bad.
I know. Every time. But Melinda's here,
though.
Hi, Melinda. Tell your husband that he missed it again.
It's okay. He's working hard.
He's working here. Yeah. Oh, man.
I love that intro.
I love that intro.
We got to, like, we're going to have to edit it because we never go live at 4 o'clock anymore. It's either, like, way off or, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Our times change. It's all right.
Times may vary.
Crazy. Okay, quick shout out to a few people. All righty then. I just got my venti iced Americano with 6 shots, almond milk, mocha drizzle, 1 pump added dark caramel sauce, Irish cream, and ristretto.
Ristretto?
Yeah. You're like, what the hell is a ristretto? I know, I had to Google it too. So there's this thing called a long shot or a ristretto. Ristretto means they don't burn it as much, so it's stronger.
How do they burn it? What does that mean?
The espresso shots. A long shot means is they cook it longer. Which means it's going to be not as bitter taste, but it tastes good. It's not a Frappuccino, by the way. Somebody said Frappuccino. It's not a Frappuccino. But a ristretto, what it is they don't cook it as long. They cook it a lot shorter. And it's not as hot either, the water that they put the beans in there. But, yeah, this is a cold foam cream that they put on top. It's not sweet at all. It's pretty bitter. But it's going to wake me the hell up because I have. Oh, okay. If you guys are wondering, I'm dealing with a lot of with the mess, a big mess over here. Yeah, make sure before we begin the show, make sure you guys always check the description below. We have a very sick VPN deal going on right now. The VPN is in the description below. Get yourself protected. I'm going to use this. Even though Next Level already knows what the joke is, because we actually said it about the VPN joke, the VPN pun. Shopping for a cheap VPN is like like shopping for cheap condoms. You want to be sure you're protected, and if you pay cheap, you just never know what's going to happen.
Ugh. You know, I'll put a Canadian analogy on there. It's like right now it's the time when you should have winter tires on your car where I live. And if you buy cheap winter tires, you get what you paid for. And sometimes that could be an accident. So protect yourself before you wreck yourself.
Oh. There you go.
Oh, Mike C says you just got Privado last night, yo.
Dude. Super simple. Privado is Steven R is waiting for you.
I know he's waiting for it. Yo, he's waiting for it. He's waiting for it. Yo,
he's waiting for it. Yeah, bust his cherry. Go for
whoa. It's not that kind of show.
Wrap it up.
all right, because the people are asking for it. So BuzzTVGlobal.com is the website. It's in the description down below. They got devices ranging from, you know, like $30 all the way up to, you know, whatever you want to do with the device, depending on, you know, how much you want to take your device to the next level. They have devices for all kinds of people that, you know, just want to plug it in and go, and people that want to tinker and, you know, add additional storage, you know, anywhere from an SD card all the way to an SSD right into the box. So we love working with BuzzTV. We love their devices, their user interface, their customer service, their support, their software, and the updates that they're constantly doing on their products. So we highly recommend checking them out.
BuzzTV, VidStig, Max. And of course,
the 4900.
Oh yeah, 4900. I still have the 4900 here on my desk. Oh.
It's like your balls drop when you say it.
4900.
4900. It's right here. Yeah, I have it right here. It was underneath my treasure. Just my 4900.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you, Melinda. Melinda just gave me the Google translation of it. I know you checked on Google. a shot that is ristretto. It's an Italian word for restricted. Uses less hot water when brewing the espresso to get more of a concentrated flavor, and it's stronger. The long shot does the opposite, uses more hot water, and it gives it a little bit of a smoother flavor. Espressos are just bitter as they are, but I love, dude, man, the darker the beer that you can get me, the better. Don't give me none of these.
Oh, you like a nice Guinness, a stout. You want a stout, huh?
Oh, give me, dude. Guinness is my light beer. That's my that's the lightest I will go with beer. Guinness. I'm talking like if I can't see through it, give me that. That's what I want.
So you want some mud water? I got some mud water here.
Dude, the darker. Oh, so good, man. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's I try to go for me to get those stouts or those pale ales. I normally try to go off market. Actually, anybody that is in California has probably heard of Arrogant Bastard.
Did you just call me a bastard?
Yeah. They have this brewing company in San Diego that makes some of the, like, they're pretty bitter, but they're good as hell, man. Arrogant Bastard is one of their, I forget what their brand is called though, but Arrogant Bastard is the beer that I get from this company. Actually, now I'm going to look it up. Arrogant Bastard. Anybody, 619 OTA, I know you've heard of this. Arrogant Bastard, what's the name of the company that does those beers? Arrogant Bastard Ale. They have a skull on it. There's Stone Ales. Stone Arrogant. Okay. Where, they even have an Arrogant Bastard whiskey? No freaking way. Here it is. I got to show you guys this. So, this is the Arrogant Bastard Ale.
Whoa, your thing was tripping out there for a second.
It was. They have them on sale right now. These are pretty freaking good. They're pretty strong, too. Look, strong ale.
What's the percentage on those things?
7.2.
Mm-hmm.
And the company can by Arrogant. Okay, so it is called Arrogant. Arrogant. So this one's called Bastard Ale. So I guess the company's called Arrogant. Made in California. Escondido for my San Diego peeps. And it's hated by many, loved by few. I'm definitely one of those few people. Yeah. So, quick shout out to a few people before we really dive into this thing. So, Heel, what is up, dude? Shrink and Sharon, how are you doing? Blades, I'm working here. Me and Blades have been going back and forth with the whole crypto thing, man. There's been a lot of stuff going on, and he's been telling me, like, dude, we'll share a couple things with like some of these shit coins or the coins that have a shit ton of zeros, because he knows I like that shit. He's like, dude, have you heard of this one? Yeah, some good stuff there. Donald D. Nice, what's cracking? What's up, D? Another guy that loves the crypto. We gotta get some of you guys that are just crypto enthusiasts on the show, man. But D, what up, fellow shit buyers?
Okay, can I get a one in the chat if you bought the dip? Yo, there's some fire sales on right now. Like, looking at like Tezos and Cardano and Cosmos. Like, there's some good buys right now.
I just put my one. Steven R says, "What's up, homies? Kiko, what's up, guys? How do I not have a wrench, boys?" That's freaking Blades.
It's because we can't do it through StreamYard.
Yeah, we have to like switch accounts and flip it over. You know, I think I might be able to do it from here. Let me see. I'll see if I could. We'll do some Blades. Some of you guys have been showing up to the show pretty consistently, so we'll give up some wrenches if Next Level's cool with it.
Of course I am. Let's go.
Well. Okay. Let's see. Who else is here? Kiko. Kiko, come back. What's up, dude? Blade, smash that thumbs up, y'all. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Did you see the question? That wow.
An expensive cup of sugar. It's not. It really isn't.
Mike C. had?
No, not yet. I'm still going down the list.
Where are you?
$5 easy for that coffee. They, It was actually about $9. Oh, on okay. Yeah, it was about $9. Rojas yard sale. Yep. You ever had the Java chip frat from Starbucks? I want to say yes. I want to say yes. Oh, Mike C., what do you think about the Privado? What do you think about that Privado?
Oh, shit. Justin's here.
Justin! Should do it again just for him. Justin, we need a new one.
It's 4 o'clock p.m. and you know what time it is. It's time for How You Doing Thursday. It's time for that Rojas the Next Level show. So hit that thumbs up and watch the show. And guess what? If somebody tells you to do something, you say, get out of here.
Get out of here.
I'm looking at the Rojas the Next Level show. How you doing?
How you doing?
He's going to be our hype man. He's going to be like our little John. We'll have a soundboard just for him.
Imagine if he came to CES with us.
Jeez.
It's like, get out of here. Rojas the Next Level are walking here. Jeez.
I couldn't do that. I couldn't.
Oh, shit, dude. I would be, I'd be dying. I'd be like, dude. Yeah, I would let him do it. Blade says, yuck, dark beer. Are you guys doing a member giveaway like last year? So, was that the question that you were wondering?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we've been talking, we brought it up a couple times. Actually, Next Level was saying, like, you know, that we haven't really done much giveaways. I know we did a, you know, Next Level has his members only group, and then I have the my members only group, and we did our own giveaways on our own different channels, and that was when I had the channel last year. We haven't really come up with something. I don't know.
So
we did throw the idea. Go ahead.
I don't really have a lot of products to give away. I can reach out to a couple companies to see if they'll give me like promo codes and stuff like that. But to be very blunt, I've been focusing on some other things outside of like my YouTube channel for the past couple months. As you guys know, I've been working on my crypto farm, trying to get that up and running. And it's almost at where I want it to be. But that doesn't really give me a lot of time to get product in for the end of the year. Bash, you know what I mean? So I can still come up with something. We haven't really had time to really talk about what we want to do. I mean, it's two separate channels. So whatever Rojas wants to do, he can do and whatever. And like, it was cool last year that we did it like that. I really liked it. And I think you guys really enjoyed it as well too. So we'll figure something out.
Yeah. I am thinking of, actually, you know what? maybe this could be a convo that, I'm going to throw this here on the side so that way Next Level could let it filter through his head. It's going to be in the Telegram.
Okay.
Holy
shit.
So I'll let him think about that one. I don't know how much time he'll need. But I do have a lot of stuff. If you guys saw the Rojas Telegram group, Rojas Reviews Telegram group, I did post pictures of everything that I have. I have a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff. So it's pretty much first come, first serve. I've been kind of throwing things out. I've been throwing some stuff out every now and then saying I got product, and I've had some people say last night, I had a couple guys that bought some formula devices, some buzz devices, some headphones. So it's, you know, definitely hooking people up with stuff. But yeah, you know me, I saw your comment there. I do like to do at least something.
Yeah, right. But like what? And would that mean that you're skipping out on your channel and just doing something on this? Like, you know?
I think I kind of want to separate stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. It's so hard. It's hard, you know?
That's the thing, right? Like, let's be really, really blunt here. Rojas had a very big channel and he had a lot of products that he was, you know, giving away. And I, over the past year or two, was making a lot more videos than I have been in the last couple months. And the issue is, it really comes down to YouTube. YouTube started demonetizing our videos. YouTube started deleting Rojas's channels and the channels of our friends. And I know on my side, at least, it made me very reluctant to make certain videos, which means I don't make money without making videos. Like, that's the bottom line, right? Rojas went from 130,000 subscribers down to, you know, starting over fresh from zero. Right. So it is difficult for us to really go above and beyond and provide additional like giveaways and bonuses. And what we're doing right now has us pretty strapped pretty thin, to be very blunt. Like, anytime we have a spare second between the two of us, we're recording an episode for Beyond the Streams. It's not like we're getting the same amount of views, because Rojas and I have done videos that have gotten 300,000, 400,000, 500,000, a million views before. And now we're stuck back at getting 1,000 views if we're lucky on some of the videos. So It is difficult to kind of give back more than what we're giving. So we're trying to figure out like a happy medium of how do we give back to our members right now? That's the hardest part, I think, at least from my side. I don't want to speak for Rojas too, but I think I kind of do.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on the same boat. It's, as you guys know, when we do get a lot of sponsors that want to give us stuff and review stuff, it has become very, very hard to get some of these sponsors because they're just like, oh, you don't have 130,000 people anymore? What happened? It's like, well, YouTube happened. And what's interesting is, you know, Next Level is saying like, dude, you're still getting product, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, I'm still getting it, because a lot of these companies are like, we're still supporting you even though you don't have that. Like, I'll say this, on my Rojas Reviews channel, I'm crawling about 1,500-1,600 subscribers. I turned off the viewer count so that way when a potential company wants to send products, they don't see the number. So most of the time, though, because some of you guys who do watch these videos, they'll say, oh, cool, that looks like a cool product. Let us click on your link and purchase it. So they still get their sales. It's nowhere near where it was before, but they're still getting some sales. And I have to explain to them, like, hey, this is what's going on. It's been a challenge. It's definitely been a challenge. So on my Rojas Streaming Tech, I gave that one a head start before the big channel went down. And that one's getting pretty close to 10K, which is great, because then they're looking at that number. They're just like, oh, cool. They're like, 10K, that's good. They're like, hey, you know, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of work. Yeah, cool. Thanks. But when they see the Rojas reviews and they're just like, if it was at 10K, it would be different. And with Beyond the Streams, I think we're a little bit under 2,000. We're climbing there little by little. And I think if we had more subscribers, more companies would be willing to help jump on board. The cool thing is that all these companies that we've had on the show, everybody that we've had coming in and wanting to, you know, be interviewed, and I'm talking about companies, not YouTubers.
Hmm.
It has to do a lot with Next Level and I and our personalities. What they do is, you know, we tell them like, hey, this is a brand new podcast. We don't even talk about our other channels. Brand new podcast. We are putting our brains together. We're doing this. And we've had a lot of companies say, dude, let's sponsor you guys. We had Omnilabs, a huge freaking robotic company. You know, Buzz TV's come on board. We've had, you know, right now we have this VPN that's like, dude, let us sponsor you guys. So we've had companies that have come, and CES is right around the corner, and so is TechFluence. Yeah. And chances are they're going to be companies that are saying, hey, can we be on your show again and be interviewed? And so it's, you know, it's definite. Like right now, the way Next Level and I are behaving, and tell me if I'm wrong, Next Level, we're kind of behaving like how it was a year ago when I still had the big channel,
yeah,
where all these views were coming in. We're still giving you guys all of that. The biggest difference is that we are not really getting much in return. And it's not that we're asking for donations or like that. It's nothing that has to do with that. It has to do with like the views. It has to do with subscriber counts, like just numbers, just raw numbers of people watching it. Right. And it's definitely a lot harder. So it's kind of like we have to like build that platform, and now it definitely makes it harder to help support our viewers. So we do have stuff. We do want to do some kind of member giveaway. It's just how do we do it is the question, and how much more of our time do we have to put in for like exclusive videos? Like the way that at least on my channel, I would do some exclusive videos.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, when you guys are supporting and you guys are paying a premium, I feel like you guys should get something.
You should get. Yeah. And I feel bad if I'm not able to do stuff, right? Like originally when I started my membership on my YouTube channel years ago, like ridiculous amount of years ago. And I literally said, I can't really give you guys anything at this time because of how my time works. But you guys are helping support. At that time, it was the filing store that I was running, right? All the time that would go into it. And I appreciated all of you guys that are members to my channel and the people who have donated and all that kind of stuff. But it is just like, who said it here in the chat? Donald said in the chat, everyone's hurting because everything is going up, gas, food, etc. It was a lot easier to kind of make those strides as a content creator when we were getting the views. But now we're not getting the views. So it's like, how do we survive as people? You know what I mean?
Last year, I had close to 80 people that were on the Rojas members only group. And we streamed for like, what, 5 or 6 hours?
Yo, it was a crazy stream. I think in total combined, we gave away like, what, almost 20 grand worth of stuff?
About 20 grand worth of stuff that we gave away last year.
Insane.
It was insane. It was in like anybody, like we had different levels. Gold members got like 3 prizes, silver got 2 prizes, bronze got 1 prize. Or if you're like double subscribed, then you got like double prizes. I forget what it was, but
all kinds of stuff, man.
All the gold people went first, then the silver people, then the bronze. I'm kind of thinking, and this is again just talking out loud, like we love to hear your guys's feedback, and anybody who's listening out there that wants to leave us a comment, leave us a comment. Let us know what you guys feel. I kind of threw the idea of why don't we just have, and you know what? Maybe YouTube is not the platform. Maybe YouTube is not the platform. I like YouTube because you could do these exclusive shows. But they take 30%. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, it's like how would you guys like to do it?
Can you do a live on Patreon? I've never really used Patreon, so I'm not sure.
I don't know. Does anybody know anything about Patreon? If anybody's out there that looks at a lot of that stuff, I'm kind of curious, because if maybe Patreon's the way to do it, because I know Patreon, you could subscribe to get like exclusive videos, exclusive shows and stuff like that. Maybe we could just do everything on Patreon. I don't know what their cut is. You can do a live on Zoom.
We could do like a live on so many different places. I know Telegram has an option to do a live where you can bring in people too. And like there's Discord as well, but I don't really use Discord that much.
Yeah. Raffle's another one. Blades is saying raffle. Raffle's another one. Make your own page. It's something that I'm working on. I'm working on something behind the scenes right now. I'm working on a website where people can subscribe and it'll go through PayPal because they only take pennies versus YouTube likes to take freaking half the money. You could also do a live on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is another one.
Well, I haven't used Clubhouse in like since the beginning of the pandemic, man.
I know people were talking about Clubhouse a lot for a while.
Was it Clubhouse or House Party?
Clubhouse.
No, I haven't used Clubhouse then. I think it was House Party I was using.
I remember Clubhouse. I remember was it Digital Slang? I saw Digital Slang in the chat. What's up, Digital Slang?
Oh, you're talking about Twitter. Hey, Twitter, can't they donate to creators through through Twitter?
I don't know. Rumble. You get paid well on Big O. What's Big O? We're trying to make it where the platform is exclusive. Now, here's the other thing, too. This is actually something. Here's another thought. We could set up some sort of, I don't know if it's a PayPal or some sort of, because I know with YouTube, you can do a subscription and you could set it up and then we will have a list of people. And then we could just do a live show for everybody to watch, but only those specific people are in the drawings. You know what I mean? The only thing is we might get some people that are pissed off saying like, what the frick is this? I actually had, you know what? I did that thank you video last year to all the members. And then I said, stay tuned for the new year because it was going to be insanely big. And I had a few people commenting saying that's BS. Why do only the members get free stuff?
Listen, I'm going to say this. Last year, we gave away a lot of shit to people that were not members of the channel. It was an equal opportunity. It was almost like every live show we were giving away something. Mm-hmm. And we didn't say you had to be a member. We gave, you know, more chance if you were a member, but it wasn't a requirement to any of our giveaways. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Beyond the Streams only fans. That's going to get us in trouble.
I don't know, man.
Digital Slang says Twitter Spaces. Everyone already has an account. You don't want to make people sign up for more stuff. That's true. I would rather keep it like it's nice to have it on YouTube because it's already here and we're good and people could just sign up. I don't know.
I think Twitter lets us accept crypto too.
I think. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to actually put a couple things to the side. Twitter has a tip jar feature. Oh, there we go. Here's the question. Who doesn't have a Twitter? Press 2. If you
imagine if we just move from YouTube strictly to Twitter.
If you do not have a Twitter, press 2. Which means everybody else who doesn't press 2 has a Twitter. Maybe I'll put some stuff to the side where I could hook you guys up with some giveaways. Oh, see, a couple people don't have Twitter already. And I want everybody to have one. Or everybody to get into it, you know?
There's a company over here in Canada that's like a crypto exchange. And this YouTube channel got sponsored by them and they shared their podcast. So I went over to check them out and I was chatting with them. And he mentioned a platform to me. Hold on. Let me just see if I could find it here.
Shrink Insurance says, don't forget about Twitch. Twitch is another one.
There's an app called Fountain.
You never heard of that one before.
Yeah, neither have I. So I'm just going to just check it out real quick.
Just while you're doing that, just quick shout out to a few people. Fireless, what's up? Good to see you, man. Bandle, sup guys from Vegas. Your shows are always the ish. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. What's up, Trevor? What's up, Trevor? What's up, Richard Ferguson? Good to see you, man. Of course, how you doing? Oh, man. I got you. I'm going to do one just in the doctor's appointment with my daughter. All right. Sweet. Giorgio, what's up? How are you doing? Yeah, we're just coming out. If you guys posted some questions, repost it again because we're just catching up. EBT card. Yeah, repost any kind of questions. What's up, Latif? Good to see you. Ultimate Streams, good to see you. Okay, gotta do this.
Oh my gosh!
Thank you!
Here we go!
Thank you, Melinda, for the super chat. Here's my donation. It's time to support the challenge.
Thanks, Melinda. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Melinda. You are amazing. Thank you. We really appreciate it. Sub Digital Slang, good to see you.
What's up?
XC Tex, what's up, man? What's up, compadre?
How you doing?
Edwin, hi, everybody. Hope that you guys are doing well.
Hold on a second. Did I tell you that I met XC Tech?
No.
I didn't tell you I met him? Yeah, I met him, yo.
Does he want people to know this?
I don't know. I don't care.
I don't know.
I don't know now. I walked in somewhere. I'm not saying where I met him, but I met him somewhere. And he's like, take that mask off. And I'm like, huh? So I pull the mask down. He goes, and he reaches over to shake my hand. I had no idea who he was, right? But he knew me, so.
Nice.
Because he doesn't show his face in his YouTube channel, right?
Right.
So he's like, I actually got a chance to meet XC Tech, so that was cool.
That's pretty neat. Ramon Rivera, I'm almost caught up, guys. Let's see. Santos Rivera, what's up, dude?
Where are we at?
Giorgio.
Oh shit. Thanks, guys.
Oh my God!
Thank you.
Giorgio, weren't you making videos? Are you still making videos? What's going on, man? Give us an update.
Yeah, Giorgio. Good to see you. Thanks for that donation, man. It does help a lot. Edwin says, do you guys have a downloader code? Do you guys have a downloader code?
I don't really know how to answer that. I share downloader codes in my Android TV Tips Telegram group. Everything is done in Telegram. Like, if you're not in Telegram, I don't really share anything anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. Downloader code. Yeah. Go to Telegram.
Yeah. Share this screen real quick. So I got to do some more research about what this is, but this is the Fountain app, and it says that you can share podcast clips and support your favorite podcasts with Bitcoin. It says we're building engagements and monetization tools for podcasters powered by the Bitcoin Lightning Network. So this is something I want to look more into. It says you can send Satoshis directly to a podcaster. You can find podcasts. You can add Bitcoin to your Fountain wallet. And then I guess you do those kind of things. But it allows you to, I guess, monetize the podcast through Bitcoin, which sounds pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. I got to find out more about this, but it looks cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be kind of cool to look into it.
For sure.
See what we got. Telegram, great place for info. Yeah. XC Tech says, it was an honor to meet you next level.
Yeah, man. It was cool.
For show. Yeah, I'll put some, you know what? I'm going to put some stuff out. And I'm going to put some stuff out. And I don't know when we'll do the live show. Maybe the first week of December, we'll do some giveaways and stuff.
December.
Yeah. First week of December, maybe second week of December. I don't know. We'll look at dates and we'll see what we're going to do. I do have a lot of stuff. I think I'm pretty sure I'm going to start the, the members group again, but I'm going to do it within the Rojas streaming tech. The only thing is, again, like Next Level was saying, YouTube is very it was very defeating last year when it happened. And to see all of that just go poof, and then they say, oh, we made a mistake. And then they say, oh, wait, never mind. And then, oh, wait, no, we did make a mistake. Oh, wait, never mind. And I, and we've been playing around like that for about a year, you know? It's
and it's kind of been a cat and mouse game because they keep telling you, yeah, we're going to reverse it. Yeah, it doesn't count. Yeah, we're going to give you your channel back. And then it's almost like they have Alzheimer's and they just forget.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell? So, and Dave, there they are, the two legends themselves. What's up, Mark? What's up, Rojas? Thanks for the help. How last doing, night, bro.
Mark with a K, by the way, just saying, you know.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about this. If we were to do some sort of, because, you know, it's true, we could do hangouts. You know, Shrink and Cheryl saying we could do hangouts. We could do a private live show without doing the members thing through YouTube. And the way we do that is, you know, like pretty much whoever has a link could share it. Or if we want to go just live, we could go live. We could probably set up like some sort of subscription outside of YouTube. For example, like PayPal, I'm just thinking out loud, PayPal. Everybody's emails are in there and everybody's names are on there. Meaning we could make that list and say, hey, these are all the people that are on there. And we could start doing the raffle based off of that list. And based off of that list, we could do it in front of everybody. Say, hey, you know, these are the people that signed up. The description below, this is for the Beyond the Streams group, or the Rojas group, whichever group. And we'll put some stuff on the side for each channel, and then we could do it like that, you know. It's an idea. I know me and Next Level we're gonna have to probably talk about it behind the scenes. But if once we do come up with something, I'm pretty sure we could figure something out, right?
Yeah.
Digital Slang says, I feel you, losing a channel sucks. Losing 130,000 is horrible. But I had to take like I had to take a mental break. I think I was gone for like, 2 weeks, almost a month. And then I was back for a little bit and then I had to take another break.
Yeah.
it was rough. The beginning of this year was very, very rough. And I, you know, Next Level had to carry Beyond the Streams for a while, for me to get my head right. And, it's been rough. Right now I'm saying, fuck it, whatever it is, what it is. You know, if I get it, I get it back. If I don't, you know, as long as you guys are still here, as long as you guys are still supporting, then I'm gonna try to do as much as I can to give back. So, yeah. What's up, John Rodriguez? He's like on Telegram. Do giveaway of knowledge on stream PHP scrape sources for add-ons. What?
I don't know. I feel like YouTube would be like, what?
Yeah.
He's teaching hacking.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like now it's hard to really show stuff. Giorgio says, yes, I'm back making videos. I screw up. I deleted over 50 videos. I should have unlisted them instead of no.
No.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, no, you just because you unlist them doesn't mean YouTube can't see them. There's this huge thing that a lot of YouTubers say. I was one of them. I'll admit it. I used to say, like, dude, just unlist it. Keep the video till you get paid, unlist it, and then delete them later. Mm-mm. YouTube's algorithm sees it all no matter what. The only way that you could get rid of the evidence is by getting rid of the evidence.
You can't just sweep it under the rug because they will find you.
Exactly. You gotta delete it. That's what you did was right. That's the right thing to do.
Like, I'll be very blunt. There's projects that I've been working on that last year I would have shared on YouTube. Now the only way to find out on some of the projects that I've been working on is to have Telegram. That's it. Mm-hmm. If you don't have Telegram, then you're not keeping up to date with the streaming community as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. There's so many groups on Telegram for streaming that had to move away from YouTube. So if you refuse to get Telegram at this point, it's like you're refusing to do research because you can't get it all in a public platform anymore. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Zavo says, don't give up. We really appreciate you guys. Thanks, man.
Thanks, man.
Really, really appreciate that. Blade says, that's how I do it. Either you pay through Cash App or PayPal to be entered into the raffle. You know what? I know I could create a code through PayPal that would be exclusive to be on the stream. So that way, because I use PayPal for other stuff too. So we could create one that would be just exclusive for Beyond the Streams. So it's easy to track. So yeah, let us look into that one and then we can come up with something and, you know, we'll figure it out, you know. Dave says, I could have swore you corrected me with the C last time. Wrong, Mark, I guess, but I know who you are. So yeah. A lot of crazy stuff, but thanks, Micey. We'll definitely look into it. Yeah, it sucks that there's so many things that we can't do on YouTube, and it's not just, you know, like Next Level was saying, like my channel got shut down, even though I completely stopped cold turkey doing like all the Cody stuff and all the third party stuff, like literally just completely stopped. They still, you know, they hit videos that were like legal, like downloader, you know, a VPN. So, but it wasn't just like, it wasn't just the streaming world that got hit. There was people that were doing audio, headphones, crypto. I'm seeing that a lot right now. People are getting strikes for using thumbnails, using specific image in thumbnails. Actually, it could be like my picture with Ethereum, and that it's being struck because it's using the icon in that thumbnail. I don't know if you've heard of that one yet.
Maybe.
It's been coming down. Images on that stuff. It's like, what the hell? Really?
So I was just doing some quick reading. It says that Patreon does live streams through a platform called Crowdcast.
You know what? I wonder if StreamYard...
We could probably do an offline through StreamYard.
I'm just looking right now. It says create a broadcast, new broadcast. I could choose... If I do a destination, there is... Okay, so there's Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Hopin, and a custom RTMP. Interesting.
You could do record only, but then you'd have to invite everybody backstage and they couldn't see, they couldn't chat. Hold on a second.
Cody is not dead. Fireless says, Cody is dead. No, it's not.
Offering the teams add on.
Flick Chick. What's up, Flick Chick? More problems with YouTube? No, it's not that there's more problems with YouTube. Is that we're trying to figure out a way. So, okay, so here's the thing. If we're to do a subscription... If we're to do a subscription, Flick Chick, where we're saying like, hey, we're going to do a members only thing within YouTube. It's going to be like $10 a month. YouTube takes $3 right off the bat, Like they're not like, I understand they're giving us the platform and they're giving us their servers and their space and all that stuff. They'll take $3 right off the top for what? If that percentage was smaller, you know, like think about it. If somebody gives us $100, they take away $30 off of that. Right off the top. You know what I mean? That's that 30%, which sucks. So what we're talking about is setting up maybe like a PayPal subscription that we'll leave maybe in the description below. where you could go subscribe and be like, cool, let me subscribe to this thing, whatever it is, you know, this subscription. And let's just say it's 10 bucks a month. PayPal will take 35 cents versus YouTube taking $3. And what we can do is we could do a live show and say, hey, thank you for everybody who supported us. And actually, I've noticed a lot of people do this. They'll say, thank you for supporting us on Patreon. These are all our followers from Patreon. And then they'll list a grip ton of names on there. So we're thinking about maybe doing something similar where, yeah, like you guys could still support us. We could still give back and support you guys with give, you know, more giveaways, free giveaways. So yeah, just a lot of things that we're trying to figure out right now. What'd you say next? What were you looking at?
Patreon might be a better idea, to be honest, instead of doing this YouTube stuff, because Patreon only charges a 5% fee. Like, that's a big difference. That's 25%. 25% is a whole quarter of a business revenue structure. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. Cord Cutter says, isn't the real problem figuring out how to get the subs on a non-YouTube platform without using YouTube?
You know, once you get shadow banned on YouTube, it's the same shit either way. Like, yeah, I've been stuck at 36,000 subscribers for like 4 years.
Yeah.
So.
And Patreon's been out for a while. So we could still do our shows. We're not saying we're not going to stop YouTube. We're going to keep doing everything on YouTube. And what we're going to say is, hey, anybody that wants to support us, head over to Patreon. Or we could say, hey, anybody who wants to support us, instead of the join the button below, join the membership, we could say, hey, in the description, there is a join link that will redirect you to PayPal, and which is a subscription link. And then you could join the subscription without YouTube taking that extra cut, that bigger cut, I should say. And then we could still do our live shows. We could still do giveaways for those people who are part of that membership, is what I'm saying. Flake Chick says, free giveaways, perk my ears up. By the way, Flake Chick, the earbuds are in the mail. I sent you the code thing. Patreon can be as low as $3 to join. Yeah, see? Now, the only thing, here's the thing. Here is the only thing that Next Level and I are talking about. Stu, what's up, Stu?
Yo, Stu, I swear I had deja vu when I watched your video today, because it started twice, man. I'm telling you. I watched it and I was like, did I hit rewind? And then it hit me again with the same thing. And I was like, whoa.
Hello, fellow Shadow Banner. Testify.
Yo, does someone share this link in the group that we're in on Twitter? Because like we got Core Cutters Lee coming through, Stu Talk Tech or Stu Tech coming through.
Share the link, guys. Share the link. We're here.
How many people's in here?
24.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
So yeah. So the only problem with going over to Patreon is, like Next Level and I were saying, if we get members and they're paying a premium, then we want to give extra videos. Like we were doing on the Rojas reviews, if you guys don't remember, you guys were getting like 2-3 additional videos a week. I was posting every other day on the Rojas Reviews channel. So 30 days, that's 15 videos. Plus an additional 3 videos per week. That's an additional 12 videos. I was posting about 20 some videos. I'm a subscriber. What can I say?
You know what? I just realized we never had Stu on here.
Stu, we need to get you on here.
Like, I literally just realized that. Like, we've done Dimmy to, like, everyone you could think of, New Tech Evolution. Stu's been around a very, very long time.
Stu, You got to be our next dude that we interview.
Yeah, we should hit him up, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't know. It's something that we're going to have to discuss and see what we do. Maybe we could still do giveaways, maybe like one or a couple giveaways a month. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. We're going to have to figure something out.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I don't know. I can't do that on the spot right now.
Yeah, we'll have to think, because that's the thing. It's going to take more time. It's going to take more time.
How has it been 50 minutes already? All we did was just talk about
the giveaways.
Anyway. Yeah. Like,
just talking about giveaways. What are we going to do? And look, like, you guys think we're joking. There's a lot of crap. There's.
Yeah, I was waiting for this part. I was waiting for this part.
There's a lot more behind me, but look at that box. There's boxes on top of boxes on top of boxes over there.
Got racks on racks on racks.
You know what's cool? Actually, the thing that actually this makes me really happy. Like, I actually think it's super cool. Last year, you know, we gave about $20,000 worth of products out within a span of like, I don't know, 5 hours. Let's just call it 5 hours. I don't know if it was more. I don't think it was much less than 5 hours.
I think it was six.
I think it was six too. But what's super cool to me is I've been getting people recently, like within the last couple of weeks, saying, Rojas, remember that camera, that security camera that you sent out last year? I still have it and it still works. I'm like, really? Like some people up from Canada, they're like, dude, that camera that you sent out, like it survived the storms, the winters, the summers. Yeah. Like, I'm like, dude, hell yeah. That's awesome. Somebody else was telling me about the smartwatches that I was sending out too.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have? Massagers, streaming devices, smartphones, earbuds, headsets, speakers. Like,
you know, while we're at it, I'm just gonna throw this out. I haven't even talked to Rojas about this yet, but like, do you guys want merch,
dude? I still got shirts, I still got face masks.
No, but I mean, like, beyond the stream stuff.
Oh yeah, we did talk about that last year, huh?
Techno, yeah, but people. We never like what do you guys want? You guys want us to do giveaways? You guys want us to do stuff? Like, what do you guys want? Because it doesn't make sense if we just give away a bunch of stuff you guys don't want.
Make yourself big at Rojas so we can get a better look. Remember last year? Sugar Sharon's like, get out of the picture. What do you have back there? I'm like, she's like, move that box over there. Pull that one up. No, do the other one. She knew what she wanted, though.
Like, do you guys want merch? Like, Beyond the Streams merch? Because I can look into getting some stuff done. But, like, it doesn't make sense for me to throw a bunch of money into it if you guys don't want it. Like,
yeah, we gotta talk. I still want them shirts, the BS shirts. The BS shirts. It just sounds funny. We should have a thing that says, this is my BS shirt. And I still like techno BS.
Techno BS. I like that too. That's kind of funny. That's a stripper bowl.
Again, BS shirt. Yes. Blades. I got you, Blades. Let me see. Oh, man, you sent me all these groups.
Stu wants baseball caps and t-shirts.
All right, let me. This is actually not a bad idea. I just sent it over to Next Level. See what he says. Baseball cap merch out and baseball cap merch and t-shirts. How about a life for BS? Some guy on the couch. I've been wearing my Next Level hoodie and mask.
Who's that?
Shrink a shirt.
Excuse me. They're comfortable, man. I like them. I like them, man. They're comfortable. I wear my mask every day.
See, this wouldn't be bad. That wouldn't be a bad idea either.
But how many tickets per item are we selling? Is that like... Is there a limit or just people go and they do whatever the hell they want to do?
I think for every... As many times as they want to enter.
Is there a digital platform that helps us manage the tickets?
See, I wish my website was freaking up. Hey, D, are you out there, Jumper? I was bugging Jumper about it. He I know he's been busy, but I need somebody to help me do my website. Like, I literally have no freaking time. And I had two people fall through. And I'm waiting on one to hit me back up on the site, but I need to get the site going. I have a thing in there that's like a raffle, and you could literally put in entries, and then the system just picks it out. It's just boom, here it is, boom, you won, you know? I'm thinking almost maybe like a... Using the other that, yeah, that wheel thing was kind of cool. So, okay. Lee TV can help you with your website. Can he? Can Lee TV do it? Well, here's the thing. I don't need help to do it. I need somebody to do it. I don't have time to do it. That's my problem. I'm a member of the BS shit. I mean, shirt. Okay. So what do you guys think of this idea? Next level, do you think I should share this?
What are you pointing at me? What are you doing?
No, I have a little smudge on my camera. I'm trying to get rid of it.
What do you want to share?
The thing that I sent you.
Yeah, sure, share it.
Okay. So this is a really good idea. I did think about this too. For more of the end of the year type of thing, and then we could start the members officially January 1st. So check it out. So this is a good idea. Blades shared this over, so I'm going to throw Blades underneath the bus. I don't care. I think you should make a list of all the things you want to give away. Then put a price next to each item for the cost you want for one entry into the raffle. So, for example, I got visuals today, guys. So, for example, let's just say you got the 4K Fire Stick. To enter, it's going to cost $5. $5 a ticket. You could enter as many times as you want. Let's just say the Fire TV Cube, it's going to be $15. Yeah, see? There you go. $15 per ticket. And you could either enter once. You could either enter as many times as you want. Then you do a live show on YouTube to do the drawing and announce the winners using that little spin the wheel of fortune that we did last time. Yeah, you guys always have great giveaways. Do a raffle and get a little kickback to help support. Yeah, well, you guys got to realize shipping too. So it helps when we do get that so we could ship. So yeah, I this will be a good one. The VidStick. We could start the drawing at like you said, like $10 or something. This thing's worth $120. The more you buy, so okay, yeah, so there you go. The more you buy, the more entries you have. There's a drawing wheel online. Yeah, we've used that before. Carl and Storm knows it because of me. And actually, I know that wheel because of Tanya from Fire TV Sticks. What's up, Streaming Wizard? So, yeah. What do you guys think? You guys think that's a good idea? Would you guys want in on something like that? Let us know. Let us know. Buzz, $10. Shipping is always a lot, especially if shipping abroad. Exactly. Exactly. But I usually take care of the shipping, you know, whatever the entry is, whatever we do on the giveaways. The way we did it last year was, if you're a member, a lot of these members were members for a year already. So they were like, every month we were giving little stuff away until the very end of the year, where we did like a huge, like we gave a freaking power station, like a freaking giant $400 power station. Omi, sure. Do you take EBT?
What is EBT? I seen it a couple times. What is EBT?
EBT is like food stamps.
Oh, I don't think they work on this side of the border.
I don't know. So, yeah, we could post that out and see what, you know, see what they say. We'll get a. Now the question is, how do we do it? Which products would you guys like to throw in the raffles? You know, we got streaming devices, we got earbuds, headsets, headphones, we got gaming keyboards, gaming mouses. I got a tablet. Actually, you know what? I didn't even know I had a tablet for a while.
Yeah, I got some stuff that have been literally sitting on this shelf unopened for like over a year. Like literally, like look. A TiVo. Can't even get this in Canada.
Is that the one I sent you?
That's the one you sent me. You know what I mean? Like, I got Chromecast that are still in the wrapping, never opened. I didn't even know I had a VidStick Max right here. Wait, why did I go full screen? Like, I got a VidStick Max that's still in the box right here.
Well, they want to see what you have.
There's a 4500. A Buzz TV 4500. This is a Buzz TV 4500 Max. Like, I didn't even know I had this stuff. It's just sitting right here behind me. Look, I even got a burger.
Burger. Look at this. This is Dragon Touch, Android 10. This is 32 gigs of ROM and 3 gigs of RAM. It's an octa-core.
Digital's like giveaway crypto and graphics cards. Hell to the no. You ain't getting my graphics cards.
You're like, give me your graphics cards, damn it. Look, I think I opened this once to do the review, and then I put it back in here. Yep. Dragon Touch. That's the big one. Give it away now.
Cyclone, if I was to raffle off one of my rigs, each ticket would cost over $5,000. I wouldn't do it for anything less. These rigs are worth like 20 grand, bro.
Yeah. Buzz TV giveaway. Buzz TV. So I think what I want to do is, so anybody that's listening, if you guys want in part of this giveaway thing, accept crypto for entries, you know, leave us a comment. When the show's over, make sure you guys refresh it. Leave us a comment. Let us know what you guys want. So we got a tablet. We got streaming devices like Buzz TV. We got Formula. We got Meet Cool. Do you guys want in on any of the Amazon Fire TV sticks or the Cube headphones? Got a lot of headphones. Earbuds. Got earbuds. Raffle a weekend of Call of Duty so they can get to know the real next level.
Oh, you stop that. Get out of here.
Oh, I need to listen in on this one.
He brings this up all the time. He's like, you don't know next level unless you play Call of Duty with him.
Yeah. Flickchick says, she can't have it, Sharon. It's mine, mine, mine. What is a formula? Formula, you like the formula devices. You know what a formula is. So, yeah. Stream Wizard Shield.
I have a shield.
There you go.
Where is it? It's somewhere. I have a shield.
Like, I have a shield.
I've used it literally once to make a video, and that was it. I don't know where it is, though. It's somewhere here. I have a shield.
Digital sign formula for a baby? Yeah, so I did say in my Rojas reviews, I'm going to start posting pictures if anybody wants some of this product. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take pictures of everything, and I'm going to say, this is what I got. If anybody's interested in any of this stuff, let me know, because then I'm going to, like, first come, first serve. If you guys want to do some kind of raffle, leave comments and let me know which ones you guys want me to raffle. That way we could put it to the side. If we get a good amount of people that were just like, yeah, dude, I want to definitely raffle, because it's got to at least cover the cost of shipping, you know, to make it at least break even, you know what I mean? But yeah, definitely $3 for the shield. Giveaway 13090 ... to me.
No.
Three for the shield with $3. Make a list of all of it with the cost of one ticket for that item. Do it all, Rojas. So yeah, I want it definitely be worth your while, but I'll only do it if we have a good, you know, if we have a good amount of people. If there's like five people that are just like, hey, just us five people, then we'll see. I have two Dragon Touch tablets. I'll add them to your giveaway if you pay shipping. Oh, there you go. I'll cover your shipping. Those Dragon Touch tablets aren't bad. They're not bad. Actually, I gave one to my niece. Was it for her birthday earlier this year?
She
didn't put it down.
I have an idea. What if we open it up and we bring on other creators and allow them to do giveaways as exposure if they wanted to?
That could work too.
Like if Stu wanted to come on, or Digital wanted to come on, or, and then they could actually interact with the community as well. And if they wanted to give away something, they could. Like, it's not going to us. Like, it's the people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That would be the people, right? It's the people's stream. That would be kind of cool.
This is the best comment ever. I have a monster box that I will pay to give away.
I think, what's his name? Donald will take that from you.
Yeah. Donald D. Nice.
Donald D. Nice be like, yo, I'll pay you for that.
I'll pay you for that one. 8 terabyte SSD for $10.
What?
Ken has a lot to give away. Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah, we could bring on people.
We could bring people on to do it.
That actually sounds, because then, you know, it's not so much pressure just on us. And I'm not saying that anybody that comes on should feel pressure. And I'm just saying, you know, it gives people a bigger opportunity, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll think about it behind the scenes. I already have a few people telling me, like, dude, I'll pay you for the tablet right now. I'm getting private message on Telegram. Some of the stuff I think I am, because I really do have to get rid of some of this shit, because I got way too much stuff in here. So Dude, check this out. I even got these coffee grinders.
Grinders for the potheads in the chat.
Dude, these things are good, man. Like they gave me three of these things. I kept one and the other two are sitting here. And I'm thinking like, who in my family needs one? I'm like, no, my sister uses this machine thing. My mom uses this big old machine thing. So I'm like going down the list. Like, I'll give away one of my toys I never opened. There you go. Do you accept Dogecoin? Yes.
I'll accept anything at this point. Well, I mean, cryptocurrency wise.
Blades. Yep. Donald will pay top dollar for that monster box. That's for sure. Sharon, no one wants your used toys. Freaking Blades. If you use a coffee grinder on your pot, you're a fool. What? He throws it in there. Where's my zigzag?
People don't use zigzags. People who don't know use zigzags. Well, I mean, zigzag's got a couple of different ones, but
wait a second.
I mean, I don't know.
Go talk to Snoop. my toys are not. Yeah, okay. I'm not even gonna read your toys comments anymore. You guys are too much.
Digital say it's like, I don't know if you're talking about earbuds at this point or bud buds at this point, because I don't know.
Buds. Buds. Oh man. I got a couple security cameras here. That's the other thing too. I wish I had that website up and running, because then what I can do is I could just have it all listed there and whoever has interest just click on it and boom, you're in.
And Bob's your uncle.
Yeah. Who is Donald? Why would he want a monster box? He wants all those boxes.
Super box, monster box.
Jesus box, next level's box.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa. Yeah, security cameras. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to post. Damn it. That's the thing, is like, some of you guys don't have Telegram. He loves shit boxes and spending several hundred. Oh, man. Where's Donald D. Nice? He was just here. He was here.
I don't know. He ran away now.
Puff, puff, pass. Oh, man. Okay. So we're definitely going to talk about this behind the scenes.
Do you still have that video?
Huh?
You still have the video of the giveaways?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to reload it up. The only thing is, I don't have on the Rojas Reviews channel. If you guys haven't noticed, I'm not posting every other day anymore. It's like every like 3 days now. And I'm doing that with Rojas Reviews and Streaming Tech instead of every day, because it was like 30 videos at least a month for those two channels. It was a lot of work. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to space my videos out. I'm going to do it every third day. So now instead of 30 videos, now it's closer anywhere between 12 to 16 videos a month, which is manageable. So you have a Unity post, community post posted there. Oh, that's true too. Earbuds, of course. You should let someone host the show as one of the giveaways for an episode. Yeah, absolutely. You know what? Yeah, you're right. Community posts. Shrinking Sharon. You are 100% right. All you guys here that are subscribed to the channel, you guys could see our feed. That, I don't even know why I didn't even think about that. That's so smart. Okay, so anybody out there that's listening to us, you guys are going to have to come to YouTube and follow us here, because this is where I'm going to post this shiznits. So if you come here, this is good old YouTube, and they have the home videos playlist and community. If you do click on community, 10 months ago is the last time we posted a clip here. this is what we're going to do. I'm going to put polls. I'm going to put polls on what you guys want the most. Or actually, you know what? I'll just start posting. Yeah, you know what? I'll do polls if you guys are interested in like cameras, for example, or streaming devices or whatever. Depending on those votes, I'm going to pull certain things to the side. Once that gets pulled to the side, I'm going to take pictures and I'm going to use the same community and post it. And I'm just going to say, do you guys want in on this raffle? No. Donate some more hair. No. do we need to do another bet there next level?
No, my hair is short enough. Damn it. I just explained that it's having trouble growing back at this point.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll probably post it here. Anybody that is interested, all you got to do is just say, count me in. Or if it's a poll, it's going to be either a yes or no. And once we know exactly what it is, and if we get comments and likes and we could see the count of how many people actually want it, then we'll start announcing it probably next week. And then we'll do the actual giveaway. Once we open up like how you could donate and stuff, we'll do that in the next week or two, or maybe 2 weeks. That way it gives people time to get in there. That's unfair, right?
But then we do the tickets. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll use the community post and we'll post our stuff. And all you got to do is just comment. We'll probably say, do you want in? Yes or no? Comment below. Here's the picture. All you got to put in the comment, yes or no. And then we're just going to count all the yeses. And we'll do the same thing to multiple pictures. And then that'll tell us what the raffle is. Then we'll load up links to say, okay, cool. If you want to get in this, here's the link. And make sure you guys are just coming to the live shows. The next live show that we're doing, because the US is doing Thanksgiving a week from today on the 25th. I think we're doing our live show on the 23rd, right?
Yeah, 23rd works.
Yeah, 23rd should be around the same time, about 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll probably make a lot of the announcements on that date. And I'm guessing, just looking at the calendar, maybe on December 9th is when we'll do the giveaways. That way it gives people about 2 weeks to get in on the raffles. Any other content creator that's out there that wants to join us? I know we had Stu, Digital Slang, Cord Cutters, any other content creator out there that wants to do some giveaways, that wants to come with us, maybe help host the show. Let us know, reach out to either myself or Next Level. And then we could definitely, maybe we could do that too. Every live show that we do throughout the month of December, maybe that's how we could do it. Have all this exposure. And then we'll do some giveaways in each event. Blades, or even the end of December. Yeah. The end of December would be good too. Middle of December. I was thinking more middle of December, only because Christmas. That way you could get it at least before Christmas. Last year, because of the freaking shipping was just insane, we did it like early December, and some people didn't get it until January. And I shipped. Remember that video, Next Level? The video that I sent you with all the stuff we had packaged? It was nuts.
Yeah, the shipping was crazy.
It was, yeah. It was like, I sent stuff up to Next Level. It took like about a month and a half. Shipping should be much better now. Every time I've sent stuff up there recently, up to Canada, it's about 2 weeks. So
that's why I usually stick with the digital codes.
Yeah.
I can get all the Brid codes. There's no shipping.
There you go. Okay. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to go through everything. I'm going to start taking pictures. We're going to start posting some polls of what you want. A poll, which means you got to vote. The voting is going to begin tomorrow. And there's going to be several polls, not just one poll. We're going to post this in the Telegram groups, Next Levels group, my group. we're going to say everybody go to YouTube and everybody flood the polls and vote. So that way we know what to do. That way we know what to take pictures of to start posting. So that way you guys could say yes for that device or no for that device. And then that way we could start building up the tickets, the raffle stuff. So yeah, shipping is still going to be a mess up this holiday season, but it's not nowhere near as bad as last year. Nowhere near bad as last year.
Yeah, last year was crazy.
Last year was just stupid.
Because nobody knew what they were doing with their life last year. They're like, yeah. Are we locked down? Are we not locked down? Do I touch something? Do I go somewhere? Do I look somewhere? I don't know.
Yeah. So, cool. Can't believe we're over an hour and 20 minutes. Cyclone came in all late saying, freaking YouTube. He popped in here earlier. All right. Okay. Thanks, guys. This has been your guys' show, Subscriber BS.
This literally, we're talking about what you guys wanted us to talk about. So you guys started this. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. That's all I got to say about that. Okay, Forrest Gump.
Your fault.
Your fault. Okay. Make sure you guys leave us a comment below. Tell us your thoughts. Let us know. Give us some feedback. We appreciate you guys. We're going to start posting polls. You know what? If we could come up with some ideas right now, because we're going to go offline and just start talking about some ideas, we're going to start posting some stuff up. Just make sure you guys are in there. Firestick Indonesia, good to see you, man. And yeah, we appreciate you guys. We're not going to hold you guys any longer because we have a lot of work to do to figure a lot of crap out. So yeah, we're going to go ahead and start wrapping up the show, but want to say thank you guys for coming. Thank you guys for showing the love and support. Thank you for the donations, for the two donations that came through. Really appreciate you guys. It helps the channel tremendously. And this is how we could always give back. Every time you guys give to us, we try to give it right back somehow. So
somehow,
much appreciated. Make sure you guys do check the description below. We do have links for Buzz TV. And we do have a link for a VPN that's very, very solid. Next level, anything you got to say before we get the hell out of here?
You know what I always say, man. Thank you guys for coming out, supporting us over here on Beyond the Streams. If you guys are catching this live show after the fact on one of the audio platforms like, I don't know, Spotify, Pandora, TuneIn, we're even on Plex. Make sure that you leave us a review wherever you guys are listening to the audio so that other people like yourself can find the content that you enjoy. If you guys are looking to be a part of the community, being a part of the conversation, be a part of the live streams, and a part of the giveaways that we've been talking about, a part of the polls that we've been talking about, so you can influence the giveaways that are coming to you real soon, then make sure that you come over to YouTube on the Beyond the Streams YouTube channel and subscribe and turn on that notification as well.
Awesome. See you guys in the next one.
Peace.
Peace.